Yeah, I think it has. You know, you're back training 2 times a week and then you have the game either Friday night or the weekend, but it still feels a bit strange not having, you know, that many people there. But definitely, like, going back training and playing a game to there's some sort of normality after coming back.
Last weekend, you were part of the back four that shut Cabinteely, the league leaders, out in that nil-all draw. So the defence is really looking solid back there this year. I know you weren't here last year, but the defence was always kind of a little bit of a problem for Wexford. So it looks like it's starting to shore up a little bit now. And what do you put that down to?
Well, I think a lot of credit has to go to Brian and Brainer. They've gone through sessions with us. They've told us what they want from us as a back four and a back five with Tom. So I think it's the manager's telling us what they want, and whoever's playing at the back just going out and doing it on a match day.
You have Tom there in the goals, and he's a very vocal character when he's on the football field. Does that help a back four?
Definitely. You know, Tom's really good that way. As if you don't see anything, he'll see it from behind you, and he'll let you know all about it. And it's just little things like that can keep a clean sheet and then hopefully help you win the game.
Just tell us a little bit about your football journey. How did you end up at Wexford FC?
Yeah, well, I played last year for Shells 19th and a few games for the first team, and then during the off season Brian rang me and he said he was interested, and he told me his plans and what he hoped to achieve during the year. And I rang him on the phone, we talked over the phone, we met face to face a couple of times, and that was it really. That was what he said. I liked what I heard, and yeah, just signed up from there.
And you also have a Wexford connection there. Your cousin is Connor Marr, who would have played with the Utes back in 2014 there. So did Connor let you know a little bit about football in Wexford?
Yeah, obviously I knew Brian roughly from obviously being the Wexford manager the season before, but I didn't really know anybody else. And through talking to Connor, he told me a few names and told me about the pitch and, you know, just little details like that. So I thought it helped me break in nicely.
You've also played for the likes of St Kevin's Boys and Home Farm. And were you at Kevin's when Jay, the new Wexford defender, was he there at the same time as you?
Yeah, I would have been the year older than Jay. So we would have trained together maybe once or twice or played together in friendlies. But I knew of Jay. I didn't really know him that well personally, but no, you can definitely see the improvement in him, and what you see is what you get with Jay. He's solid and he fit right in.
And I mentioned Home Farm as well. That's a club that's always going to be linked to your granddad, who is of course John Giles. So have you managed to see John at all since the lockdown was over?
Seen him once actually. He came over for the FA Cup final and we were just sort of talking about football and just life in general really. It's been hard for most people, nearly everybody, during this tough time. So yeah, it was definitely nice to see him for a day or two.
And of course to you he's just granddad, but to everybody else he's the, you know, the Irish soccer legend in John Giles. Is he someone who like talks about football all the time, or is that just, you know, what we see as the public?
Definitely as if we're watching the game we'll talk about football, and it's usually when the football's on we talk about football, and then it's just sort of everyday life sort of things then after that. It's not just football 24/7. It might look that way, but it's not.
And what sort of help has he been for you, you know, having someone who is so knowledgeable about the game? Can you, you know, just ring him up after a match and say, you know, where did they go wrong or whatever?
Yeah, a couple of times I've had the games or highlights on my phone and we've gone through it a couple of times. And, you know, I talked to my dad and my uncle as well, who both played at a really high level, and I have a good solid sort of family team around me, and if I ever need advice then I'll go to them, and it's just really great to have. It's a great asset to have.
Yeah, you mentioned your dad there as well, so you're taking on Rovers tomorrow. I know it's only the B team, but your dad played for Rovers and won a title with Rovers as well, didn't he?
Yeah, so it'll be nice to go down to Tala and hopefully get a win. And
hopefully no divided loyalties there from him anyway.
No, there won't be, no.
Great stuff. I was going through your Twitter the other day, and it's probably fair to say that you're a big Leeds fan anyway, so is it good to have them back up in the Premier League next year, and what do you think they can do?
Well, I think firstly it's where Leeds belong, you know, the history behind the club, and it's great to see. I don't want to say too much just in case things don't go too well, but I'd like to hope that they spend a bit more money in the transfer window, bring in one or two players and you know, not just fight relegation, maybe try and stay up there for a couple of more seasons.
Maybe bring in some young Irish defenders over, maybe something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Absolutely. We know that Wexford will play Athlone in the Cup as well, so that's a team you've already beaten since the lockdown was over. So this is a great chance for Wexford to get into the last eight of the FAI Cup as well.
Yeah, every game's tough, and you know, we've met Athlone now. They'll know what we're about, and we'll know what they're about, and you know, it's not a game that we can just look over. It'd be a tough game, like they all are, and just hopefully we can get through it. And then, like you said, into the last eight, you get a good draw, and you never know what could happen.
So two big away games coming up in the league now, but where do you think Wexford can finish when the league does finish up, and what's a personal goal for you? What do you want to achieve this year?
I think firstly, as a team, I think we just wanted to improve on last season. I think everybody kind of knows that last season wasn't the best season for Wexford as a club, but I think we all just want to knuckle down and get as many wins and points on the board and see what happens. And personally for me, it'd just be to get as many games under my belt and get as many wins, because that's the way you play football. So I guess it's just to get as many wins and finish up the table as high as we can.